Hello, everybody. It's your girl, Les Ominong, host of the Les Ominong podcast. I would just like to announce that my podcast is now available on Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, and Pocket Casts. Yes, honey, we are almost everywhere. Let's get us some more platforms. So I'll keep you updated every time, I guess with any platform and stuff. But y'all, we have a lot to talk about, and by a lot I mean we have a lot to talk about. So we all know how the corona ruined everything, ruined the whole year, and some things that we never thought would happen happened. And by that I mean a whole year without sports. Guys, sports is literally my everything. Sports is my life. I love sports. I might not love school, but I do love sports, and sports happen at school, so obviously I gotta go to school for sports. And so, beginning of 2020, when the corona started spreading and everything, I think it was February when they announced that sports had to end, like we had to stop sports because of the corona, and if we continued to do sports and stuff, it would probably like spread even more and stuff. So like, it didn't really bother me until the lockdown, and I was like, okay, yeah, a whole year, almost a whole year, I'm not gonna see my friends. Fine, I'm chilling at home, I'm eating and stuff. That's all I did during the lockdown: sleep, eat, and yeah. And so I was on my phone and stuff every day, every time I woke up. And then I realized that I'm sure like 3 months after they announced the lockdown and stuff, South Africa went into lockdown. I mean, 28, 26 March, I think. Yes, it was pretty tough when it began. It was pretty tough. I'll tell you, the rules were strict. And so they announced that lockdown and stuff, and yeah, and it didn't bother me at all because I hate school. Guys, I mean, who came up with the idea of school? Who? I want to know that person. Like, who? Some people love school, and I just don't understand them. The only reason I go to school is because I have to. And if it was a choice, I would go to school just to see my friends. Okay, not really though. They would have to come here or something. But yeah, so a whole year without sports, I was saying, and they canceled everything and stuff. When we got back to school, I was like, ma'am, when are we getting our sports back? And she was like, I don't see it happening. Maybe 2021. It's like, ma'am, 2021 ain't coming, honey. It's either Jesus is coming back or something gonna happen, because I don't see 2021 coming. And if it does, then the corona's still gonna be there. I'm just saying. Like, that's just what I think. And she's like, yeah, probably and stuff, but if it is going to be there during 2021, then it's another whole year without sports. I was like, you joking, right? You joking, right? I wanted to cry. Guys, like, who doesn't like sports? There should like at least one sport area. Like, how do you survive without sports? And so you know what I love about netball is that I was always the captain. I was always the captain. So you see, I could go there late. It wouldn't be such a big thing unless they said, oh, you're supposed to set an example for your teammates. And I was like, ma'am, I was busy with homework. Not really, I was busy with homework, and I had to have the teacher with something. That's why I'm late. And I'm serious, guys. Like, I'm very popular at school. The teachers know me, you know what I mean. And so they're like, this whole year is probably gonna be like, oh, I'm not gonna have sports and stuff. And then hockey, guys, I've always been good at hockey. Like, hockey is, I don't know, maybe it's because my sister plays hockey and stuff, so that's why I'm very good at hockey. But yes, so I'm very good at hockey, and a whole year without sports really just messed me up. Like, I just can't anymore. I can't take me. I can't. And so, okay, my friends, my circle is very small, guys. So my friends, okay, before the corona, a lot of people know me. A lot of people knew me, actually, and yeah, they still do, but we're not really friends because, like, during this corona and lockdown and stuff, hey, people exposed themselves, and so Like, I was done. And now, like, my circle is very small. Some people left, they disappeared. I don't know where they went. My ambassador didn't think because I really don't want y'all. What, y'all were toxic. People were toxic. Like, toxic people left, and I'm very happy. So my circle is very small, right? And we all love sports, different sports, but yeah, some love the same sport. Like, yeah, it's very interesting. We all love netball. We all love netball. We all love netball. Like, we would play netball every time we can. We would bring our ball to school or something, and we would play netball. And then hockey is me. I think me alone. Me, myself. Yeah, I know my English is very broken. That's why I don't like school, because what do they teach me? Nothing. Nothing. All they do is eat in classroom. They're not supposed to. So, it's my friends, I think, two of them and myself. Three out of five. We love hockey. Three out of five. And then the other two don't even. Oh, it's out of six. The other three love nothing at all. They just love netball when they want to. But sometimes. Some people are lazy, y'all. Some people are lazy. So, when they like told us that we wouldn't have sports, we were really heartbroken. At first it wasn't that big of a deal, and then like when it continued, it was a very big deal. It was a very big deal. And recently I got a message saying that how about we go play hockey, netball way station, yeah, Kahisu and stuff. And I was like, did I just say station? That doesn't make sense. Okay, anyways, they said, well, let's go play netball. I was like, I'm very busy and I live far from you. I actually live near, but it's not that near that like you can walk. You have to like walk a very long time. We're gonna like take you like 30 to 20 30 minutes before you can reach where I live. And then the other three live like next door. There, corner next door. Like, they live reading and they're always taking pictures, posting on the scene. It's like, y'all really doing this to me? Y'all meeting up without me? Like, my mom could drive me there. It's not that big of a deal. Y'all just gotta tell me. And they're like, oh, what's wrong? I'm like, bro, chill. You just heard me. And the other one lives in Krugersdorp, and honey, yeah, I'm sorry. Every time we make plans and stuff, she doesn't attend because it's in Krugersdorp. And then there's the other one that hasn't attended even my birthday. Like, guys. She never came to my birthday, and she lives in Carrizo. Like, what is wrong with you? I don't know what's about what her problem is. Like, I could talk to her mom, and my mom could say yes, but she wouldn't come. She would be like, "Oh, I was busy and stuff." And I know for a fact that she was lying. I don't fall for y'all tricks. So yeah, that's a whole year without sports. Broke my heart, but it's not really that big deal. It is, but not anymore. I'm used to it, and I know that 2020 for sure is going to be a whole year without sports again. But I mean, it is what it is. You can't change what's happening. I'm not God. There's nothing I can do about it. Unless, like, we play in the house. But if you have an African mom, that's not gonna work. Yeah. And yeah, when I tell you that there's people, TikTokers, South African TikTokers, these teenagers, I don't even know if they're teenagers, but, like, they look like teenagers. They are all 17, 18, 19, I don't even care. They partying during a pandemic. And don't tell me about level one. It was happening before level one, and I tell you that it was happening way before level one, way before they even told us that the level one would come and stuff like that. No, way before that. And they are partying, they don't even care. And if they go outside or something more or whatever, I don't care. There's no masks, there's no social distance, there's no sanitizing. What? Guys. So you telling me that just because you were sick of the corona, you think it is over? No, honey. People are still dying and y'all are partying. They are dying. Fee, shoo, ha, they are gone. And y'all are still partying. Like, what is your problem? Don't y'all have respect for people who are dying? Like, do y'all, like, you know what I hate about some people is that they don't believe it. They don't believe it. Unless it happens to them. So they're waiting for the corona to get in their lips, in their body, down the drain, before they can believe that it's corona. Like, that's what y'all do. That's what y'all do. Y'all famous. TikTokers, they're not really famous. They just, yeah, you know. 100K followers, that's, yeah, anyways. South African TikTokers. You know, if I would name, if I could name them, or if I had the nerve or the courage or anything to name, I would, and I would come for them. But honey, I gotta calm down, you know, I gotta calm down. But like, seriously, guys, during a pandemic, what's your problem? Like, they are seriously partying. A lot of people in the house. No sanitizing, no masks, nothing. And no, you know, guys, I'm used to saying sanitize because that's how I say it. Like, I don't even know what the original one. Like, what is it? Sanitize? I'm probably gonna spend 2 hours thinking what the real one is. And I'm not gonna go to Google because Google be wasting my time these days. Yeah, I'm gonna go to Google when I need some news. And this is on social media. Oh, you know what it is. So now it's girls and boys, and it's some that you know annoy me the most. I don't even want to name them. I feel like naming them, but I don't want to because I'll probably get in trouble for that. So they are partying during a pandemic and they didn't even care. People are telling them in the comments that st they, yeah, and I mean, they don't switch off the comment, they don't turn off the comment. Wait, I don't even know, guys. My English is bad, but I know and stuff like that. So like, people are telling them in the comments that there's no corona now or something. Just because you think that the corona is over, or you are over it, or you are sick of it, doesn't mean it's over. It's still there. People are still dying. People are still in hospitals. People are still fighting for their lives. Just because you don't have it doesn't mean it's over, bro. No, educate yourself, bro. Think. At least use your mind to think. I don't even know what you use these days. Your nose, probably. Because you don't even care about other people's lives. Like, what the heck? What the heck? Like, are y'all serious? I have mad respect for those who actually say in the comments that no, I'm not gonna attend the party or anything like that. And now that the level one is here, it gets worse. I respect y'all, or probably going to lose my respect. Probably going to lose my respect for some people. Some I'd never respected because I was four. I was, what the heck? Where the heck is my English? I was so that y'all don't have respect, but like, really? Really? First, you come for black people. No, I'm not talking about the Black Lives Matter thing. I'm talking about them. They say some of them, most of them are black. Most of them are just racist, but they are not a party. I'm talking about different here. You know, that's just not getting. We're going to be a big deal and stuff. People are gonna know what I'm talking about. I don't even mind if y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, do y'all know what I'm talking about? So, they are partying during a pandemic. And they don't care at all. After many people in the comments, people are now even they don't even care anymore. Some people are saying hi. Like, what's the hi for? Sis, people are dying. People are sick. People are fighting for their lives. Doesn't that even show you that the corona is real? Do you want to get infected or something first? Cause like right now, guys, if y'all could see my face, I'm very angry. I'm very angry. I can't even breathe. Yes. So please respect people, respect us. At least if you don't care, still, I don't even know if you care or not, stay home. Stay home. The only way you're going to fight this is when we answer yeah. So y'all don't want to listen, it's not gonna end. It's gonna keep spreading like I don't know what. And at this point, I'm just sick of it. I'm just tired. I don't even care anymore. I'm just gonna stay at home, go to school when I have to. 3 days a week, sometimes two. That's when I go to school. Today, this week, I mean, is 2 days. Tomorrow and Thursday, and then I'm done. Then I'm going, and then next week again. Yeah, and I'm done. Almost done with my tests and stuff. And I just hope that the exams are cancelled, guys. I'm just hoping. I'm praying right now that the exams are cancelled because people are failing. People are struggling, you know. This corona really got myself dumb. Like, I'm not saying they are dumb, they are struggling, of course, but like, I was known as that girl, that's always in the top 10, mostly around close near to number one. I was once number one till the corona came, and now I'm almost failing my test. I'm getting like 77%. I know that's a lot, but like, for me, it's not. My marks really dropped. Some people that I never knew would pass me, have passed me, like with marks. I got 77%, while somebody else that was struggling got 83%. Like, how? Some people are smarter, some people are struggling when they're not supposed to. People who used to pass with like 60%, imagine how they are struggling right now. Imagine if you used to pass with around 60%. What's going on now? They have to consult the exams because people are failing. Failing. Myself, I can say that I know some tests I have failed, some tests I really almost passed. So it's bad. It's bad. And then there are people who get way too excited when they hear that the alcohols and stuff. Like, chill, my South Africans, chill. Like, chill. I just have, I'm proud, South African. I know some people thought I was gonna say proud Christian, but I am proud Christian. I'm also a proud South African, but I'm losing respect for some South Africans, especially these TikTokers. Like, TikTokers are getting way out of hand. Way out of hand. Seriously, I'm over y'all. I'm just over y'all. So please don't forget to tell. What? Please don't forget to wear a mask. Social distance, social distance, and sanitize myself and my fellow South Africans. I'm sick. My voice is gone because of these TikTokers. So, yeah, wear a mask, social distance, stay home, stay safe. Just because you think the corona is over or you're over, it doesn't mean it's over. It's still there. People are dying. So, other than that, guys, don't forget Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcast, Radio Public, and Pocket Cast. And it was really nice recording this, even though it wasn't because of these South African TikTokers. Yeah, I'm gonna keep saying that. It wasn't. It was 50-50. 50-50, my English, 50-50. I speak no English. It was really fun recording this. At least my mom didn't walk into my room like it always does, thinking that I'm cheating on her with other parents. But she didn't. She's in her room. I'm really happy. And the music is not loud because everybody's gone. It's just my mom and I. My sister, her school decided, to change things up since she went to school 2 days last week when she was supposed to go three and stuff. They told her she was going to three again this week. Like, that school is slech. It's slech. Like, guys. Yeah, I'm just glad my school knows what's going on because the others went to school one day last week. And I mean one day. One day. Because of this heritage, they don't win. They went to school one day, and us went to two, and we're supposed to go to three, so it doesn't change anything. If they did tell us to go to school 3 days, it would be really unfair because of the others went one day, so they didn't even think about it. And so, yeah, it was really nice talking to y'all, and I hope you enjoyed this one. I'm used to saying the YouTube kind of intro, like subscribe and stuff, but yeah, I'll see y'all. Next time, probably gonna be Wednesday when I record the second episode. Yay! So tell your friends who are obsessed with Spotify and stuff like that. Tell them that I'm on there. They can listen to me right now, baby. Yeah. And other than that, peace out.